I'm gonna throw you one. Fascism or communism? You have to pick one. Which one?
Fascism or communism?
Yeah. Fuck. Have you ever fucked around with Antifa babes?
Fuck.
Do you like gritty?
Antifa babes? Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Do you like gritty? The mascot?
Do I like?
Would you get
gritty?
A gritty tattoo?
Fuck no.
Yeah, you would. With a hammer and sickle?
No gritty? Way, dude. No. If I'm getting any fucking thing crossing anything, have you ever seen Angola's flag? That's the fuck.
Yeah.
So fucking, I'm gonna throw you one. Fascism or communism? You have to pick one. Which one?
Fascism or communism? Yeah.
Fuck.
You're a commie all the way, dude.
You can't fucking curveball me like that, dude. Tough curveball. I hate that. I'm like, well, am I taking fashion over practicality here? Fuck me.
Yeah.
Which one gets you more pussy is the question.
Oh, which communism
gets you
more pussy. Communism gets you more pussy.
Until...
Communism... No,
no. True. Fast, true.
No, about? I don't know about that. If you are
today in Philadelphia, if you're on the online dating scene, communism will get you more pussy.
Sure. Yeah, I'm
but if you're a successful fascist, you'll get more pussy than
that's just if you're successful at anything, you're gonna get more pussy.
Well, especially if it
doesn't even matter who you are.
That's true. But
if you're the best fascist, you're getting pussy. If you're the best communist, you're getting fucking sliz. That's how it fucking works. There's no way you're not.
Until
talking like a real fascist. Dude. You like fascism.
So you've taken down some Antifa babes.
Yeah, definitely.
What's their deal? Yeah, what do they want?
What do they want? They just want anybody to be open to anything. So you just fucking...
How about a punch in the gut?
Yeah. Compliments to the red, white, and blue.
How about a punch? Drop the fucking
how about a
stars
punch
bars,
in their high-waisted jean belly, dude?
Yeah.
Dude, it's like a lot of
them... knock it off with the high-waisted
jeans? Dude, every girl dresses exactly the same now in New York.
I don't like the high-waisted
jeans. They wear high-waisted... Either wear dad jeans... They wear like the baggy dad jeans and like a...
Well, it's because like it's that Billie Eilish fashion that everyone wants to dress like they're like...
Is that what that is?
Yeah, dude.
That's that young chick?
Yeah. Bringing back like 90s baggy bullshit fashion. Because that's what they want. They just dress like
it. I want to see their fucking ass.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I want to see their flesh.
Except not. I don't want to see their cheeks. I don't like that. I don't like the cheeks.
What?
I don't want to see that, dude.
You don't like what?
I'm going to paint it on shorts that go down to the mid thigh.
Are you? What?
Yeah, I don't want to. Butt cheeks is just gratuitous.
Are you fucking ridiculous?
Dude, there's no one wears bras in New York. I noticed that.
Yeah.
No bras.
That's what's up.
I was talking to my brother about it. When you see nipples like once every now and again, it's tight. When everyone's nipples are out, it's like.
Dude, I was just talking to McKeever about that on the way.
Really?
He was like, a girl walked into Wawa young. Because I was, I've covered it before, but I was talking to him about how I joke about.
Yeah.
On here, like, I want to fuck young girls.
Of course.
And then you realize young girls are... That's just because we're geezers now.
Sure.
We're all getting horny as hell for, like, what we should be, which is the hottest chicks on earth.
Yeah.
Like a 24-year-old chick.
Gotcha. That's all you got to say.
The perfect
That's all you got to say.
But now that I'm a geezer, I see them, and I'm like, what is that, a fucking 15-year-old?
Yeah, yeah.
She's a child.
You have to be careful.
And now all of a sudden, it's like, I like hot children.
Ah.
You got to watch it.
True.
But anyway, he said a young girl walked into Wawa with her nipples out. It's just the
McSkeever was in the
little horny McKeever got instantly. He was like, I got school shooter energy immediately. I was like, dude, yeah, it's the same thing. If a hot girl walks in, I'm like, if I can't have you, no one can, and I'll kill everybody.
For sure. For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
He's gonna be delighted I brought this up.
That's how you get them in, like, that's how you get into like caging chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even want, I don't get like phallically horny anymore. I just see a chick and I'm like,
oh, you get,
I just
like,
want to capture and detain.
Yeah.
You want chicks as currency.
I just want to, impossible one day. Or just like train. Or just possibly capture, torture, or train.
See, now
psychologically torture.
You're
I would
definitely
never
fascist. That, without a doubt. That's fascist.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm more proto fascist.
I don't know what you
communism.
Know about communism.
I don't.
They liked detaining.
True.
Also.
I mean, everybody likes detaining.
Nah,
comes out of
fascists will just
chicks,
execute. Fascists.
If you're talking about hot.
Communists will just execute.
True. True.
Yeah, man.
It might be the same thing.
It's kind of the same thing.
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
But when it comes down to like the nuts and bolts, everyone likes detaining chicks. It's the way it is.
You want to detain them? You want to tie them up?
Detain them.
You just said everyone does it. Are you not everyone?
Yeah, dude.
Are you not part of the crew? Beezer, shut up, dude.
I'm letting him ride this out. I'm like, yeah, dude.
Beezer, what's the most violent thought you ever had towards a woman? Just
immediately punch them in the face.
That's what you wanted to do to them?
A couple times, yeah.
You've wanted to strike them?
Yes.
What was the closest you ever came?
Never.
Do you have to get...
Never.
This is
what?
Will that thing pull around?
He's doing great. These are just good.
Is
going on the audio?
This table keeps fucking moving.
Audio.
Yeah. No, I...
Chug water into the mic.
With an X, I got the thought, and I remember being like, I got to leave here.
You got the thought of striking her?
She was, I mean, she was out of control psycho. Like, it was like, I got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's the only thing. When a woman gets so crazy, the only
thing she, like, yelled shit like, why don't you fucking hit me then? I was like, bitch, I will fucking tune you on. I was like, I got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she put it on the table.
Yeah. And it's like, all right, I got to go.
Yeah, I thought about taking that one.
You start punching a steering wheel.
Have you ever struck women?
No, but I have. I have though. The only time I've ever got, I've only hit one girl in my life. And that was when I was in fifth grade. I punched a chick in the face.
Thank God.
That was when I was in fifth grade. I punched a chick.
What's
in
the cutoff to, like, I think eighth grade? I
punched elementary girl in the face in fifth grade.
In fifth grade.
Did you mean to?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, dude.
We were so she was a tomboy and we were like wrestling in her living room.
She was a lesbian.
Whatever. She pinned Either way, we were wrestling and then we stopped and then we were like sitting on our couch like a couple minutes after we were done and she like punched me in the balls like super hard.
Oh,
and out of instinct, I just belted her in the face.
Yeah, I was out of jealousy on her.
It was just like I just did it. And then she ended up crying. I split both her lips and she was fucking. I
probably put on a dress.
Both her lips?
Yeah, both of them.
Ooh,
fucking hit her.
Hell yeah.
Fucking.
Did you get in trouble?
No, I left. And she cried. I just left while she
did. Did she wear a dress the next day?
Did you knock her into being straight?
She came to school and she had busted lips.
Oh,
and I
boy.
Remember being like, oh no. Because I felt bad, like she was going to tell everybody, and she didn't. She just kept it. And then I went to her house.
Because you were walking by.
You went back to the scene of the crime? Yeah, I went back because I liked her. I had a crush on her. So
you do look like an abusive dad.
I know what I am.
In like a kid's movie, you look like the drunk, abusive dad.
For sure.
You've been sober.
I know.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, dude. How long? You look great.
Yeah, dude. I heard you've been killing it, too. I heard you've been funnier.
Yeah, thanks.
Beezer's giving me the rundown.
Beezer's a good Beezer's
a loyal pal. How much of a liability I was.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, certainly. Remember the one time when I kicked you, mistaking you for a pile of trash in my house?
Oh, yeah, at the top of the steps.
That was me and Shane had a rough.
I was going to say, don't just put that on me.
Was that the day you guys day drank?
That was the day we got.
I remember that.
We got four Locos. I came in, I saw four Loco cans. I'm like, who the fuck
that
is drinking
these?
That
was the day I was telling those.
Oh, yeah.
The hallway was, dark, and I came in, I like saw something. I'm like, maybe they left a bag of trash. And I went, oh, and just kicked it and get it out of my way. And it was like, ugh. Yeah, I was like, who is that? And I held my cell phone. I was like, oh, Shaner. I was like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
I was down
was
at the basketball court with four Locos telling those kids how to play basketball. It's like, oh, yeah.
The kids, me and Shane, humiliated the one time down there. Destroyed them.
I think that day I like, it's like crying, calling my ex.
Yeah, we watched that one. We watched that one music video.
Stop.
It was, what'd you watch?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, wait a minute. What? I didn't know about this.
No.
You guys have
a choice. I'll destroy you.
You guys have a choice.
No, we cannot tell you. You cannot tell anyone this.
Dude.
Yo, you can't.
What?
I'll fucking eviscerate you. Do
this
not.
Is a secret brotherhood of four.
This
Loco.
Is just a friendship we had.
We had a very serious right. moment.
And there's nothing wrong.
I actually was moved.
Can I get the artist at least?
I'll tell you. No, that's the worst part.
No.
I'll tell you later.
That's why I'm not doing it.
Thank you.
Because I'm embarrassed by that.
It's very embarrassing.
I'm embarrassed by that.
It's a secret brotherhood of four Locos.
We had a nice time. We both blacked out on four Locos.
Dude, you put on that
music video. Like,
dude, you put that on. I was like, come on, man. You're like, no, seriously.
Dude, you got to check this
out. And I was like, no, this is dumb. And then you put it on. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, it was great.
Just hammered on strawberry lime.
Dude,
and I was just like holding the kiwi lime, just like, you gotta be kidding me, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta be fucking with me. And I'm like, dude, and I'm fighting back tears. I'm not kidding.
Shane just has like a blueberry stash. He's like, Shane, can I open up to you?
And dude, we were sitting, and you're like sitting on that stupid ottoman, like,
yeah, that was.
Dude. Oh, this, man.
Same subject.
Switching gears.
Wow.
Switching gears here.
I did not know about this.
Yeah, dude.
We'll tell you. We'll tell
you
later.
We'll tell you.
It's very funny.
I kept it, dude.
It's a good song.
It is a great song.
Great song, but we're not going to tell anybody.
No shit. Yeah. Sometimes I put it on.
Don't tell anybody. Dude, do not tell
anybody. I'm not going to tell anybody. What's the matter?
We would be destroyed.
It's super embarrassing because I felt like when we were done and I laid down on the floor, I was like, I'm gay.
Yeah.
Is that how you went upstairs?
And I just went in the hallway like I gotta lay face first on the floor to get over this.
Guys, don't even worry about it.
The blue tongue's just like, dude, I gotta tell you something.
But yeah, but
it's like warhead mouth.
Too many warheads. Your tongue's.
It's
warheads.
Funny. I've listened to the song since and been like, what the fuck?
It'll get
it'd be
you.
Funny if it was.
It's still good.
It's still a good song. It's just like,
right, well, if you're not gonna tell me, let's get off it.
Yeah, don't worry about the song.
It was okay. Great. But yeah, 100 plus days sober. So
that's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be tight if it was take the long way home.
Don't guess. Look, it was funny too. Somebody was like, oh, Shaner hit rock bottom. I was like, I don't know if he did.
That.
I think he hit a couple of rock bottoms.
I've hit rock bottom and broke through like fucking Mortal Kombat when you get uppercut.
What would you say if you had to pick a good rock bottom? That was one of my rock bottoms that day.
That day?
That was a terrible
day. Well, let me tell you, that was a day that I woke up because we fell asleep at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I woke up at 7 at night.
Yep.
And I was like, it's still dark out. What's this about? And then I fell asleep on your porch again for a little bit. And then I walked home. And I remember thinking, like, this is bad.
Yeah. Nah, in those days, that's not horrible for you.
That's not that bad.
Headbutt in the wall at helium.
Headbutt in the wall at helium was a good one.
One. Was a good one. Yeah, that one I was like, fuck him.
Was that after a contest?
No.
No.
That'd be swag, dude.
No.
I think it was, whatever.
It doesn't matter.
You got drunk and headbutt at all.
The hole in the wall.
Remember, group chat, he's like, dude, do you guys have Jerry's number the next day? Do you guys know what
drywall? I'll tell you what. Was that in the green room?
No. It was out in the fucking
the pillar, no, right? The bar. At the bar.
Damn, you did the main room.
I fucking went, wow.
Jumped up.
I jumped. Dude, I fucking dolphined.
Yeah, to jump up.
Because I was so short.
It's like a Ronaldo.
I tried to get in on that and patch that and make a few bucks, but they wouldn't have me.
No.
That was a nice little racket you got.
I try to patch that up.
Drunk headbutts walls.
They made me go back and patch it. And I did it.
Did you really?
Yeah, I fucking went back. I bought spackle, everything, and did
how wide of a hole
is the drunkest thing I've ever heard.
I had to go back.
When just you're drinking like that, you need spackle. And being
like, don't worry, I got spackle. I'll be over.
No, I had to go to the hardware store because I had nothing. I walked there and went in the hardware store, bought it.
What size buck of spack did you get? Little boy,
big one.
You got a big
enough one where I'm like, I don't know how much I'm gonna need because I didn't know how bad the damage was, and then I got there and I was like, I kept putting my head in the hole.
It was pretty bad.
Being like, holy crap!
Did you just go straight plaster? Did you
I put a little bit of that weird like it looks like screen.
Yeah, I got put you. That. Put in the gauze. I don't know what I'm doing. No, you did it. You did the thing.
You did a good job.
Could have done a blowout patch, but the gauze. Yeah. A lot of people just jam that stuff in there.
No, I wouldn't have done that.
Cakes up and cracks.
Too much respect.
But
I thought you were looking at Gardena.
Yeah, that's one. And then I guess.
Woo! Damn.
What the fuck is this?
I got snaps.
It scared me.
I got
snaps. Why'd you startle me?
You got fucking snaps.
If it seemed like a good time to set up some snaps, dude.
Do me a favor. When you edit this video, please edit the sneezing panda video with that side by side. Dude. That's exactly what I just did. You snapped and I was like.
You just throwing
snaps?
Yeah, I thought I had to throw a snap. Dude, you want a snap? You get, dude. Keep some on deck.
Yeah, I'll get these ready.
Everyone gets a snap or two. Throw it to your pleasure.
Fucking handing out your black magic, dude. Fuck yeah.
Careful.
Yeah, you're all snaps. You're quirky.
I'm fucking getting silly. Yeah,
you're fired up.
Yeah, dude, you're all right.
Hey, what are you fired up about today?
Dude, I just, I have a new lease on life. I had a reckoning in the bathtub the other day. I fully comprehended the fact that I probably don't. I could have a fucking degenerative brain disorder.
You don't.
I could have a growth.
Here, I'll be your doctor right now.
I could have a growth.
Hey,
how are you coming to this conclusion?
Because I've
Googled it.
Yeah, I Googled it. But I also went to the doctor. I've been having things that are very possibly temporal lobe seizures, which are, it's nothing. That sounds a lot worse than it is. It's just like a weird smell. So, look, I'm probably Hold fine. On. I'm 99% sure I'm fine. But I just faced that 1% possibility that I have a humongous brain tumor. I'm going to die very soon.
Is there any way that
not
you
get to see my daughter grow up an instructor through life? And I cried in the bathtub. And I've been feeling great ever since.
Wait, what happened that you cried?
Dude, I was like, dude, what if I do have some fucked up thing and I don't get to like usher my child through life? Yeah, I cried.
Ah, yeah, that's horrible.
So,
but then I said, you know what? I'm just gonna ride this thing as hard as I can. Someone's gonna turn the lights off me. Someone's gonna turn the lights off me eventually. Someone's gonna shut my lights off eventually.
Oh yeah.
I only got who knows, dude.
Oh,
I gotta live, laugh, love. So I figured I'd throw this fucking snaps, dude.
Live, laugh, love, and cry in the tub. Yeah, that's exactly what
yeah.
Crying in the tub happens.
I just eat and pray.
Yeah.
True.
All I do is eat and pray.
Do you feel attacked by the snaps?
I felt a little offended.
I didn't even throw it at you. I threw it right in the middle.
I know, but it started. You know how I get during fireworks. I hate fireworks. Anytime there's fire, 4th of July, I'll be in my parents' bathtub.
She's scared, dog.
She got a thunder jacket. Get a thunder jacket.
Yeah, like something to hug me the whole time?
Yeah, the weighted things you give dogs. It's like a weighted blanket, but you can cut a head out of it. You're always ready.
My parents' house. I was just there yesterday. God. Good. It's chaos.
Yeah.
Where'd you even sleep?
So there's a new one. There's a new Gillis. There's another kid now. Yep. So there's four children.
Jesus.
My other niece was there. There's five kids.
Damn.
Two sisters, brother-in-law, two giant dogs, and me and both my parents.
That sounds awful.
If somebody broke into that house, that's what I was thinking about.
Oh, my
was
God.
Just how funny it would be to just like, they'd be like, how many people are in this fucking house?
It would be insane.
Like at night, just... It'd be a stampede.
They would think they're hallucinating. That would be like a Max Payne hallucination.
It really would. They'd be like, and some of them are black kids.
Black kids. That's what I'm saying, dude. They'd be like totally fucking through. They'd be thrown from
Americana abstract painting.
Really is. Just right, just a college brochure flying out of different rooms.
Coming down the steps, so progressive.
Yeah, an Arab, some Egyptian comes rolling down. It's like, dude, this isn't real.
This is crazy.
We're being punked.
This is a Disney show.
Yeah. Damn.
Fuck.
Phil's gonna be losing his mind.
Phil's getting tanked.
Yeah, I mean, I figured that. But yeah,
that is all you can do. And I'm giving him a pass on that one. All the women, it's just women.
Oh.
Yeah, women and children. And Meanie. And he's just getting chirped at by, and there was a 5-day-old baby. People are just chirping.
That was like a fucking worst day.
It was, dude. I got home, my sister, I get home, I sit down. First thing I do is there's some meatballs. Start crushing them.
How many did you have?
I had three meatballs. Just three meatballs.
Nice.
I'm watching my figure. And
how big were the balls?
Medium balls. Good balls. They're homemade.
Pretty, meaty meatballs.
Homemade balls by, shout out Mrs. Osborne for the homemade balls.
Nice, dude.
She came over and blessed us with those. And then
swag.
While I'm doing that, my sister's like, okay, and just takes out breast pumps. Starts milking.
Yeah, man. Those are fucking.
I left the house.
That's a weird situation.
I went and got coffee. I was like, I'm not.
So is she pumping exclusively or is she?
I don't know.
Is she
I didn't ask.
One or two?
I was furious.
Chicks,
I'm fuming the whole time.
Did she just hooked up right in front of you?
No, she was still. She was on the recliner facing. Yeah. So I was in the kitchen.
You turn around.
So I couldn't see her, but I saw the back of her head. And I heard the...
And you saw the milk going?
I didn't see the milk, but I left. I said, this is disgusting.
What?
Dude.
It's gross.
Dude, it's crazy.
She was like, it's natural. I was like, you're holding a thing that plugs in.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
My sister did that. But she rested her tits on the table and put a blanket over top of it.
What?
It looked fucking hilarious as shit. My sister put her tits on the table and hooked the two breast pumps up and then put a blanket over top of it and just sat there.
Like lunch?
Dude, it was fucking ridiculous.
She just sat there.
It just looked like a fucking bib on somebody. It was fucking ridiculous.
Does she have a nice rack?
Yeah, they were big.
Like, yeah, they're pregnant too.
They're like ET in front of the bike.
They're baby tits.
Yeah, baby tits are like footballs. Are huge.
Yeah, dude.
She could have hand expressed. Brittany squirts me with her milk all the time. She goes, look.
That would be a strike.
Wait, when you say look, like when you throw the snaps, like you're unexpected, you just get hit with
No,
blast.
I go, don't. Every time I go, don't. Don't.
You
don't.
Like
I
it
just,
a little.
Don't.
I don't really. I'm not a fan.
Have you tasted it?
Yeah, I drank it. It's very metallic. It's like it tastes sweet at first.
Metallic.
Yeah, breast milk. It's all metallic. It's a ton of iron. So breast milk tastes very sweet at first. Like, this stuff, I can get into this. And you go, oh, it's like a crazy metallic tang. Cal's got it figured out. I sipped some cow's milk recently and was like, oh, man, I forgot how good this shit was.
Yeah.
After sampling.
I went home and just destroyed milk this whole year.
It's fucking pretty good, man.
Yeah.
I got some whole milk for my baby. And I was like, let me sip this up. And I was like, this shit is pretty fucking good.
Bees, you like milk?
I don't like whole milk that much. Yeah. Whole milk I can do every once in a while. It's like a Newport 100. You know what I mean? Yeah, more like 2% reduced fat. I'm into
you
that.
You skim guy?
No, I can't do skim.
I can't fuck with skim. No. I can't be associated with skim drinkers, dude.
I don't like that.
I do. Skim milk does piss me. It's pissed me off since I was a little child.
Yeah.
I go to my friend's house and they have like that green cap and I'm like,
shut up.
What?
Jesus.
You drink skim?
No, I'll crush any milk, dude.
I won't drink skim.
Present me it.
We used to make fun of the kids who drank skim in elementary school because it came in a pink carton.
Yeah.
As soon as you saw that, you're like, you. Pussy.
Damn.
Fucking wreck kids,
I forgot about
dude.
This girl. There's a girl who used to sell milk.
What?
You would go buy your milk at lunch.
Yeah.
And this one girl, she was an eighth grader.
She's a milkmaid.
She had a crush on me, and I was a sixth grader.
Dude.
She was a beautiful milkmaid.
Milkers.
Would she ever slip you milks?
She would. We would flirt.
Dude, you guys were like a Germanic village.
True. She was a beautiful milkmaid. I forget her name. Good God.
Oh,
wow, so what a sweet angel. She looked like Ren Stevens. That's all I remember. She was like, she was so hot.
Damn. Oh, I thought you were talking about Beans. I pictured Beans or something.
No, I looked like Beans. Yeah. She looked like Ren Stevens.
Ren Stevens was.
She looked like Ren Stevens.
Dude, I used to come into my.
Oh, I think I remember.
Did you ever see the movie where she gets naked?
No.
Who?
Christy Carlson Romano is her real name.
I got to say.
I looked it up and I beat, dude.
I used to walk into my sister and be like, dude, shut this shit up. I would see Ren and be like, oh.
Yeah, Ren Stevens was
hot. She's so fucking hot.
Yeah, she was a nice, fine brunette.
Yeah.
Good Catholic girl. She's wearing, obviously, the Catholic uniform.
Now, did she have the milk like?
No, they were in boxes.
But was she holding it?
Or was it was just on.
Like a St. Pauli's like girl?
Huge tits hanging out.
Wow, what a fine memory. I haven't even thought of.
That's a great memory.
I haven't even thought of.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah, that's nice.
I found out where they kept all that stuff, and I used to go in to help myself.
Yeah, the chocolates.
Chocolate milk, the fruit. Oh, the Wawa.
Oh, the strawberry milks? You guys ever get strawberry milk?
We didn't get. I was talking about strawberry milk recently, dude. I used to get the fucking Yoo-hoo strawberry.
Yeah.
Only ballers drank strawberry milk. Some people didn't touch it. You know, I respect them, but I fucked with strawberry milk hard.
I liked it. Beezer, did you have fun in Cleveland?
I did.
I got hit with a hard.
Oh, let's get to it.
He was a big crabby?
I know. I got hit with a crap. I had to shit, dude.
Oh, crap.
I had a major crap attack. You were laughing about it all week. I was out.
I've been dying.
There's like a clothing store across the street from this club in the hotel. So I like walked over. I was just looking at it. It's like, it's all like Cleveland shirts. Sure. So I wasn't going to buy anything. It was just, I had nothing to do. I was walking around. So like while I was like flipping through, like looking at shirts, dude, just the grumble hit, dude. I literally was like looking at shirts. I just had to fucking fat walk as fast as I could.
Damn.
Back across the street, like which was busy. So I was like, race to my hotel, unleash hell, man.
I thought you took a dump in like the gift shop.
No, I had to.
I thought that's what you
they must get hit with the going. Hardest dumps. Some Cleveland? Dude from like some dude from like some other country. Just like those gift shops.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like Indian dudes on an American diet.
It's I crap amongst them. Sir? I crap in rest stops and airports.
True, yeah.
I crap in rest stops and airports every week.
True.
And it's always just me and Indian dudes. Unloaded.
Yeah, they get it in.
They go ham, dude.
That's what the best thing about keeping the mask on was.
True.
You could crap publicly and it felt a little safer.
True.
And hell then yeah. I usually have headphones in, so I'm not embarrassed of my own explosive shit.
I don't think you headphones. Crapping in a rest stop's like international.
Yeah, I'm traveling.
They can't. Yeah. Nobody can judge you in there. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
you
like, I mean, I will.
You're never judged for real, but it does.
True. Good point.
It does feel bad when you're in there unloading for some time and then you walk out and there's a man waiting.
I love it.
And you know
it,
he has to follow your hot
I love that, dude.
If I'm in a turnpike, hot.
Nah, if I'm in a turnpike, it's like, let's get into it. If I'm in a rest stop, it's like...
You want to feel another man's heat.
Yeah, I want to... see, better be warm, and I'm going to shit as loud as I can. I'm like, dude, let's go.
Yes.
Let's see what's up. We'll never get to do this. We don't know each other. This is totally anonymous.
Make stern eye contact when you come out, too?
Yeah, come out. And go, it's all yours, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all yours, bro.
What's up, fellas? 76 is running hot today. Saw a couple cops by 326. Keep an eye on that.
You push your hat forward too, and just like, later, fellas.
Walk out.
Fucking bow-legged.
It's all yours.
Definitely don't wash your hands.
No.
Just walk out and go.
Dude, spit on them.
Just do it. Yeah. I'm gonna start blowing my nose in like the air dryers. Just going and going, and just blowing boogers everywhere. Send them flying.
I like that. Yeah, nice. Flip it up.
Flip it upwards.
Hell yeah, dude. Just go to the seat.
But I just don't want to use any paper towels.
Yeah, the crap attack, that was the heat I was bringing this week.
Dude, that's fucking wicked.
That's just like the ultimate the life.
Like being like looking and then when you get hit, just...
That knocks you down a peg or two, dude.
You have to walk home.
Going across the street in that button.
I literally walked into this clothing store for maybe 1 minute. Walked, like, was in there, looking at stuff, just...
I met down with him like a half hour later and he told me and I was like, that's the ultimate life roast. You're like feeling good about yourself. You're like, you gotta walk back to the hotel like I'm a fucking idiot.
God damn it. Walking back in gym shorts holding a crap.
Did you ever get cramps when you got a crap?
No.
And you're like,
what?
Oh, dude, I'll get
stomach cramps?
Yeah, I'll get like, if I hold it in, sometimes I try to be a good boy and hold it in a little too long. Let me finish the dishes, and I'm just being a good boy holding it in. And by the time I go upstairs, I'm like, it starts to cramp, dude. It starts to like, my stomach starts to be like, get this out now. And I'll get cramps and be like, I might not be able to get this out.
I've got a crap headache.
You got crap headache?
Really?
Yeah, dude.
From holding it in?
Oh, yeah. I've got crap headaches. You start sweating. You're like, fuck, I can't do it.
Are you serious, dude?
Crap grain?
Yeah, dude. Crap grain, dude. I've gotten crap grain before. And they don't make exception for that, too. There's no crap grain. There's no exception.
I never had that.
Where's the crap? How do you get it dumped from that? I think you're just dehydrated.
Dude, look, it's a combination of things. Yeah, that might have been it. When I would work, I would have to take crap
grains.
And I would just be like, man, my Google head
if you can get a headache from holding in.
There's no way
you certainly can. You get a headache from literally anything.
I guess
especially if you Google it.
Fecal poisoning?
You can go septic, yeah.
Whoa, did you just sub me?
You might have seizures.
Oh, fuck. I might have epilepsy.
I'm going to sub tweet
you. Am I going to have
from holding crap?
You subbed me, dude.
Crap epilepsy.
You subbed me. You said, especially when you look it up, you could find anything.
Yeah.
And then you jumped right to epilepsy. You subbed me.
Yeah, I was subtweeting you.
I'm subbing. I'm going to sub
you. What were you
going
to say?
Sometimes you just want to do a podcast and everyone.
Sometimes I just want to be alone, dude. I hate having a co-host.
Just when you thought you'd know someone. Subtweets are so sick.
Dude, have you started subtweeting me?
I thought about that
the other day.
It'd
be so fucking
I started thinking about that the other day. It's like quietly subtweeting
you. If I saw that, I would just be like, dude.